Welcome to WISO News on NPR One and at WISO.org. I'm Jerry Kenney. Thanks for joining us. More than a dozen state Republican lawmakers are urging Fuyao Glass America workers not to unionize. Last week, workers at the marine plant applied for authorization with the National Labor Relations Board. They cited safety issues and a lack of communication with company leadership. Now, State Representative Niraj Antani, who represents Ohio's 42nd District, which includes Miamisburg, and an open letter to the workers at Fuyao. The letter was then signed by 14 other Republican lawmakers, including State Senators Peggy Lehner of Kettering and Bill Beagle of Tipp City. Antani says he and the other lawmakers hope Fuyao workers and leaders can work out their issues together without the help of a union.
We understand that this is the choice of the workers at Fuyao, but we want to let them know that we are confident in Fuyao's leadership. Obviously, the state played a big role in bringing Fuyao to Ohio.
The union effort follows a series of safety issues at Fuyao. In 2015 through 2016, employees alleged safety issues and subsequently filed complaints with the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. The agency determined that Fuyao was in violation of safety standards and fined the company more than $220,000. Those fines were eventually reduced to $100,000. Fuyao reportedly resolved those safety issues earlier this year, but in June, OSHA cited Fuyao for more safety violations. The new citations totaled nearly $40,000. A statement released by Fuyao last week said the company respects the right of employees to unionize, but also urged them not to bring in third-party representation. Earlier in October, 32 lawmakers, business leaders, and union officials wrote a letter to Fuyao President Jeff Daoshan Liu supporting the workers' efforts to unionize. Fuyao Glass America employs nearly 2,000 workers at the former GM Marine Assembly Plant. If the NLRB approves the petition, it will schedule a vote for Fuyao workers to decide whether or not to unionize. That's WISO News at NPR One and at WISO.org. I'm Jerry Kenney. Thanks for joining us.